USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The 40th annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service in Washington, D.C. held today, and President Biden was there to honor fallen law enforcement officers who died in the line of duty. Biden saying the toll on the profession over the past 2 years alone has been, in his words, far too heavy, with nearly 500 lives lost in law enforcement. Biden also addressed what families of law enforcement officers have to go through.
How long have you had to stand and wait and wonder when you heard something on the news or saw it on television? Thousands and thousands of American families stand and wait so their husbands, their wives, their fathers, their mothers, sons and daughters can serve the rest of us.
That event held as a manhunt continues in the Houston, Texas area after two deputies were shot and wounded and another was killed in an early morning ambush today. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
Four people injured after an Amtrak train collides with a truck in southern Oklahoma. Amtrak says the train had more than 100 people on board and was headed from Fort Worth to Oklahoma City when that crash happened late last night. Love County Sheriff's deputies say four train passengers did have to be taken to a local hospital with minor injuries, and the driver of the truck involved and his dog were said to be shaken up but not hurt. Motley Crue's frontman in the hospital. Vince Neil reportedly broke his ribs when he fell off stage. As TMZ is reporting, he was hurt just a few songs into his set at a Tennessee concert on Friday night. He stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. It's World Food Day, a worldwide initiative by the United Nations Food and Agricultural Organization aiming to combat hunger and encourage healthy eating. Those who have contributed to building a sustainable world where no one has to go hungry. And this is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Another space mission has begun. This time it's an unmanned mission, as we hear from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. Atlas V takes flight, sending Lucy to uncover the fossils of our solar system.
An ambitious project aiming to learn more about the birth and development of the solar system has launched from Florida ahead of a 12-year mission to reach asteroids near Jupiter.
In postseason play, the Red Sox beat the Astros on Saturday afternoon 9-5 in Houston, becoming the first team to notch two grand slams in one postseason game. That was courtesy of J.D. Martinez and Rafael Devers. Game 3 coming up on Monday night in Boston at Fenway with the ALCS. Again, currently tied at one win apiece. And it turns out that coronavirus vaccine lotteries, as run by many states, never really made any difference in getting more people to get vaccinated than would have otherwise done so. That's the conclusion, at least, of a new study that looked at states that offered such incentives for people to roll up their sleeves. Meantime, new CDC data shows the risk of death for somebody who is not vaccinated against the virus in August was 11 times higher than a person who got the shot. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.